This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the frauds going on in the name of digital arrests. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani yesterday, the Prime Minister stressed that the investigative agencies, along with the state governments, are working together to deal with such frauds. During his address, the Prime Minister shared a recorded conversation between a victim and a fraudster, illustrating how scammers pose as police, CBI or narcotics officers to create fear and extract personal information. The Prime Minister outlined the three steps to digital security to safeguard against digital fraud. Stop, think, take action. World Animation Day is being celebrated today. During his address, the Prime Minister highlighted India's growing influence in the animation industry in the world. Mr. Modi called upon the citizens to strive to make India a global animation powerhouse. The Prime Minister exuded pride in the nation's youth for creating original Indian content that reflects the country's cultural heritage. In Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi spoke about the legacies of two great heroes, Sardar Patel and Bhagwan Birsa Munda, announcing year-long celebrations for their 150th birth anniversaries. Mr. Modi extended warm wishes for the upcoming festivals, including Dhanteras, Diwali, Chhat Puja and Guru Nanak Jayanti. He also encouraged everyone to embrace the vocal for local mantra by supporting Indian-made products this festive season. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah yesterday appealed to the people of West Bengal to change the government of the state in the 2026 Assembly election. He said, if BJP wins the election, then illegal infiltration through Bangladesh border and corruption in the state will end. Attending a party program at Eastern Zonal Cultural Center, EZCC, at Salt Lake City of Kolkata, Mr. Shah asked the leaders and workers of BJP to increase the membership of the party. Prime Minister of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, is arriving on a three-day official visit to India tonight. He will be accompanied by his spouse, Begoña Gómez. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said that this will be his first visit to India. The visit of the Prime Minister of Spain is taking place after 18 years. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Sanchez have met several times on the sidelines of multilateral meetings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Spanish counterpart Pedro Sanchez will hold delegation-level talks and will also jointly inaugurate the Tata Aircraft Complex for the manufacturing of C-295 military aircraft in Vadodara today. The Vigilance Awareness Week 2024 will be observed across the country from today to promote probity in public life and achieve a corruption-free society. The theme of the week is Culture of Integrity for Nation's Prosperity. It is observed to create gender sensitivity about the need for ethics and transparency in governance and public administration. The observance of the week will commence with the pledge taking by public servants in the ministries, departments, PSUs, banks and all other organizations. During the week, several functions will be organized to create awareness against the corrupt practices. Every year, Vigilance Awareness Week is observed in the week in which the birthday of Bharat Ratna Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel falls on. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded Karnataka Lok Sabha MP Tejaswi Surya for successfully completing the Iron Man challenge, calling it a commendable feat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hoped that Mr. Surya's achievement will inspire many more youngsters to pursue fitness-related activities. The Ironman Goa 70.3 is a premier endurance event, attracting athletes from over 50 countries. This event involves a 1.9-kilometer swim, a 90-kilometer cycling segment, and a 21.1-kilometer run, covering a total distance of 113 kilometers. At the Japan Para Badminton International 2024, Indian star shuttler Sukan Kadam won a gold medal in men's singles and a silver medal in men's doubles alongside with his partner Dinesh Rajaya in Tokyo. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.